Like Mitch said, soap opera game tonight, K-State and Oklahoma State and a Calgary-Iowa in Stillwater. Cats are a three-point underdog. Answer the poll question, J.L. Kurtz, the game KMAN, which former coach that's been here at K-State that's elsewhere in the Big 12 or the country is most painful to see coaching somewhere else? We'll get to the results at 5:10. Obviously, one of those choices is Brad Underwood, who K-State will see tonight for the first time since he accepted the job at Oklahoma State this past offseason. I do think it's a fair question to raise to say, are we making too much of the aspect of coaching against Brad Underwood? And so many of the fans here would have liked to have seen him as the head coach, even though it was a ridiculous situation where there was clearly no real way to make that happen when Bruce Weber is your coach. You had already committed to him for the rebuild after six guys leave the program in one offseason. You know, you weren't just going to pull the plug right then to go get Brad Underwood, who, by the way, I don't say this to run down Brad Underwood. I love Brad Underwood, but he is 0-5 in the Big 12, and this is his first step up from Stephen F. Austin, where he was awesome, but also was there for only 3 years and never went through with a roster of entirely his own players. So I think that it's fair to say there's still a lot of question marks out there about Brad Underwood and what he's doing at Oklahoma State. So how much uproar would there really be? Let's start there. How much uproar would there really be if you lose this game to Brad Underwood purely because of the fact that it is losing to Brad Underwood, not just losing to a team that doesn't have a Big 12 win yet, losing another road game, losing another game, period?
Well, yeah, that's the thing. I mean, the noise is going to be really loud just from losing the game. I don't know how much of it is going to be from losing to Brad Underwood, but I would think there would be a little bit more, probably not as much as maybe we're making it out to be right now.
That's
what I would say.
I mean, I think there will be a lot of noise. If you're going to say noise, whether that's social media, just fans at the water cooler, people being upset about it and using that as some ammo in terms of why they're frustrated with the program right now. But I think it all stems from the fact that things aren't going well for K-State. If K-State, you know, if the script were flipped and they were, let's say, 4-1 in the Big 12 right now and you go in and lose, I don't think there's nearly as much noise about it because you'd still feel good about where the program is headed in the direction here in Manhattan. I mean, I think that's really what it comes down to mostly in almost every aspect of this, because the other part is, you know, how much would it matter if there is a whole lot of noise about Brad Underwood losing to him, losing to the guy that most people wanted here? I don't think it would actually hold too much weight in terms of any kind of decision actually being made about the program. I mean, I don't think it would have any real tangible effect in terms of getting to the decision makers here in this whole deal on whether or not the Bruce Weber era continues at the end of the year, because I think that just all comes down to, if you're the guy in charge and you're the guy thinking about stuff like that, you have to be thinking big picture and about the good of the program, not just one guy versus one guy. It's about what you're doing. So much of this just comes back to, if K-State's program were in good shape, it would not have been that big of a deal that Brad Underwood got hired at Oklahoma State. People would not care nearly as much. The reason you have a wandering eye right now is because things haven't been good in Manhattan with the state of this program in a couple of years.
Well, I think that people need to keep in mind that if Oklahoma State wins this game, that's not the establishment of Brad Underwood as a better coach than Bruce Weber. I'm not saying that you can't make that case. There is other evidence that you could use perhaps to support that argument, but you're not going to settle that debate in one game at Oklahoma State between, as you mentioned, a team of basically zero Brad Underwood players against a team of Bruce Weber's players. It's going to get turned into that, I think, if Oklahoma State wins this game. Look, Oklahoma State won. Brad Underwood's the better coach than Bruce Weber, but I think there's a lot more to it than that.
Well, yeah, there is. I mean, there's just so much less data out there on what Brad Underwood is as a head coach. I mean, it's impossible to answer that question now. It's impossible to answer that question after tonight, no matter what happens. It'll be impossible to answer it at the end of this first season with him at Oklahoma State. I was in that camp when Underwood was going to Oklahoma State that, hey, I mean, I get it. People are upset here, but I think that is why the outrage and all the hubbub about Brad Underwood going to Oklahoma State happened. It just all stemmed from people are frustrated here with this program. I mean, you know, you get the wandering eye when you've been with someone for a long time or things aren't going well, you're bored, whatever it is. It's not because things are fine and you're happy and it's just someone else that you think is, you know, that you have some interest in. It's going to happen because there's something going on first that's made you unhappy with your current situation. And that, I think, is pretty obvious that that's what's happened here in Manhattan.
And, I mean, let's let's make sure that we remember what Oklahoma State's predicament is at the moment, being 0-5 in conference play. I mean, you can't just simply look over if K-State loses this game and say the grass is greener over there, because that Oklahoma State team, you know, they're not going to make the NCAA tournament as far as we can tell at this point. It's going to be a couple years until Brad Underwood gets his players in there. I mean, they're, you know, they're 10-7, but they're actually only 9-7 in the eyes of the committee, because one of those is a Division II team that they played. I don't think that there's much realism there that they're going to keep their number of losses under 11 or 12, which is what they're going to need to do.
I think they're in about the same boat as K-State, but that I'm not going to divulge this segment into that topic.
All
but
right.
Anyway, proceed.
Well, what I'm saying is that Brad Underwood and how he's going to be viewed at the end of this season is very, very different than what Oklahoma State was hiring him to do. I mean, if he goes ahead and goes, like, let's say 6-12 in this Big 12 season, that's about what Oklahoma State was at last year. But because it's a new coach and there's a lot of faith in that, they're going to believe that they're heading in the right direction, even though K-State may go 9-9 and miss the NCAA tournament. There's going to be more faith in the 6-12 Oklahoma State than the 9-9 K-State.
Well, sure. I mean, that just boils down to first year, totally different situation that he's in. And I am with you, though. It's fair to point out the fact that they are 0-5 because, well, the noise that's going to come if you lose tonight to Brad Underwood is, to me, still mostly about frustration with what K-State's program is and not actually just purely the jealousy of Brad Underwood. It's also going to be a little bit louder because, yes, Oklahoma State's off to an 0-5 start. And, you know, how much of that is a product of the schedule that they've played, it doesn't really matter. People look at it and see the 0-5. So it would be the combination, being upset with your own program and losing to a program that you feel like should be under you at this point in time. I think it's more of that than it is actually just Brad Underwood envy. And I don't think, ultimately, with the decision makers, it has too much of an effect when it's all said and done at the end of the day. You can answer the poll question right now at the game KMAN. Which one of these former Wildcat coaches, Underwood, Martin, Huggins, Kruger, hurts the most to see coaching somewhere else right now? We'll get to the results of that at 5:10. But, you know, it's been a little, it's hard right now with K-State hoops. Fairly negative, not a whole lot of positive to talk about at this point in time because of the way things have gone the last week. I'm going more lighthearted here in the last segment because one of my biggest beliefs in life